With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Tear it down. That's the advice of a task force organized to make recommendations on the fate of the former Montezuma Cortez High School. On Tuesday, Kemper Principal Jamie Hawkins told the District RE1 School Board that, after weighing public feedback and different options, the task force overwhelmingly recommended asbestos abatement and demolition of the old facility, although it will cost up to $2.5 million. 71% of respondents to a survey on the district's website said not to repurpose the facility. The task force suggested asking voters whether $1.9 million allocated for a new football stadium should instead go toward the demolition. The board plans to set a work session on the topic. And in other news, a coalition of environmental groups filed suit Wednesday over the 2015 renewal of a permit for the Navajo mine in New Mexico, which feeds the Four Corners power plant. In the complaint in U.S. District Court in Arizona, the plaintiffs say, "For a half century, the Four Corners region has borne the weight of the coal-fired electricity system that illuminates the cities of the American Southwest." They say the Four Corners power plant and nearby San Juan generating station together emit more pollution than any other source in North or South America. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.